Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and now visiting with OABCIG football coach Larry Allen as Underwood had their way with the Falcons last night. 62-7 was the final score. Coach, Underwood's kind of become the what IKM Manning was last year in this district, as they go from three wins a season ago to still undefeated here in 2015. What's made the difference for them this year? I see they have a lot of seniors that have been contributing to their success this year. Is that really what it comes down to?
I think so. Talking to the coach last night, you know, congratulating him on a great season before the game. That's kind of what they had. I think they had four or five seniors last year, and all these juniors played for them, and he said they just developed from one year to the next. And you get a little bit of success early on, and that feeds off of that and gets the excitement going, and all the best of luck to them.
Well, when they had, I see their quarterback throw for three touchdowns, 242, a running back carry for 170 yards and four scores, and a receiver three catches for 144 and two touchdowns, including an 83-yarder. Obviously, they have quite a dynamic and versatile offense.
Yeah, you know, they do, and we knew that going in. The running back, he had just trap play that he ran four or five times, and we just couldn't figure out how to get it stopped. Broke through, and we didn't tackle overly well in the secondary, so he was able to get there. The 83-yarder, we had a young man that played just a perfect position on it, dove for the ball to knock it down. It tips up in the air right into the kid's hands, and he takes off. So we played that one well, just didn't turn out that way. And the quarterback, he just had so much time. We just never got any pressure on him. He was able to kind of pick his receivers a little bit. And, you know, we had some kids that were forced into playing out of position a little bit last night due to some injuries throughout the week. And, it's the best we could do. You know, hopefully this week we'll get some of those kids back, get a week of practice under our belt, and get some of those things figured out.
Anything that you could hang your hat on last night? You did get one touchdown. How did you attain that?
Well, started out and got a couple first downs on our first drive and ended up punting. They marched down and scored. Made them move the ball a little bit, didn't give the big play, and then they scored and kicked off. And Dylan Winchell went 89 yards on the kickoff return for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Had some nice blocks up the middle. Adam Grody kicked the PAT, so it's 7-7 pretty early into the game. And, you know, after that, we fumbled the next three kickoffs that they kicked to us. And so they had a short field on those types of things. And we just couldn't get anything figured out, you know, on either side of the ball, really. We'd get a little bit of yardage and then end up having to punt. And it's just one of those snowball effects that we just couldn't get out from under.
Well, just one win this year. Of course, things haven't gone your way record-wise, but are the guys still showing up? Hopefully, heads high as much as possible, still giving you good effort in practices and in the games and so forth?
And that's what we talked about last night. They are, you know, 1-7. There's not a lot of success out there, but the kids have been very enjoyable. They come to practice. They work hard. You know, they're trying to do the best they can with what we're asking them to do. And so in a situation like that, that you got to commend the kids to come to work and put in a good day's work. And, you know, hopefully we'll get the reward this week. We host Trainer in the season finale. You know, to end on a win would help soothe the pain a little bit, you know, and build for the off season. And we hope we can do that. We feel that we have a good chance of that. They upset Avoca last night, so yeah. Very capable team. But hopefully we have a good week of practice and can get some things figured out and play a full four quarters.
OABCIG coach Larry Allen joining us in the huddle. Thanks, as always, for the time, coach, and we'll talk again a week from now.
All right, thanks a lot, Ryan.